Two 25-foot Coast Guard response boats arrived in Dutch Harbor this week. As KUCB's Emily Schwing reports, the Coast Guard is preparing for increased marine traffic in the region this summer.
The boats will patrol waters off the coast of Dutch Harbor as oil giant Royal Dutch Shell moves forward with plans to explore for oil in the Arctic Ocean.
So yeah, this is very unusual, especially for Alaska.
That's Lieutenant Aaron Rentschler. He's the chief of enforcement for the U.S. Coast Guard in Anchorage.
We do deploy our assets around the state for other missions, but specifically for Dutch Harbor, this is the first time.
The Coast Guard will establish safety zones around Shell's exploratory vessels. They'll use Dutch Harbor as a port of call between June and July.
If something were to occur, we're at least 2 to 3 weeks from getting assets into Dutch Harbor. So it's prudent that we forward deploy them in anticipation of any activities.
Rentschler says the vessels can be used for emergency response as well as daily operations.
They are there to ensure that the marine transportation system remains open to all users. And that includes facilitating commercial traffic, recreational traffic, all your commercial fishing vessels, as well as allowing individuals to express their First Amendment rights.
The boats are not required as part of Shell's permitting process, but the oil company has subcontracted the vessels. The daily operations are being funded with money from the U.S. Coast Guard's budget. Rentschler didn't have an immediate cost estimate. In Unalaska, I'm Emily Schwing.